Patterson?
Yes, this is Arizona Board of Executive Diplomacy. Are you going to help us this afternoon?
That's the end.
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is Emma. Okay, so what is your name, ma'am?
Vanessa Marie Patterson.
Oh, okay, so who's going to do Ms. Patterson? I don't have any. Okay, the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, she's going to conduct your hearing. She's going to be the lead, so we just hold on while she get all our paperwork together, and she'll be with you shortly, ma'am.
Okay, Ms. Patterson?
Yes?
Could you please state your full name and your ABC number for the record?
Vanessa Marie Patterson, 326-860.
Thank you. You're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing concerning the one allegation that's on your warrant of arrest. You were notified about this hearing on September 4th, and you signed a form that day. Do you remember that?
I'm sorry, it's really hard for me to hear you.
You were notified about this hearing on September 4th, and you signed a paper that day. Do you remember?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, on that paper is a list of your hearing rights, and one of your rights is that you could hire at your expense an attorney to represent you. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you represent yourself?
Represent myself.
Okay, thank you. I'd like to introduce you to the board that's conducting hearing. Normally you'd be able to see us, but our technology isn't working. We have in the room the Honorable Louis Quinones, the Honorable David Neal, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, our board chairman, the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name is Gail Rittenhouse, and I'll lead the hearing today. We also have with us in the room the Honorable Mr. Turner, who is with the Department of Corrections, and he'll represent the department and the parole officer in the hearing today. So I need to swear to both of you in. So Ms. Patterson and Mr. Turner, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm? Ms. Patterson?
Yes, sir.
And Mr. Turner?
I do.
Thank you. Ms. Patterson, your hearing will be conducted in two phases, with phase one to determine if he violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and phase two to determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Ms. Patterson, I'm going to read this allegation to you for phase one, and I need you to respond to me if it's true or false. So we'll start phase one, and the allegation is that you were in violation of condition number 12A, as demonstrated by your failure to report to the Black Canyon Regional Parole Office and complete your initial intake within one business day following your release from Perryville on June 25th, 2018. Ms. Patterson, is this true or false?
That's true.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Based on Ms. Patterson's admission, I move to find her delinquent as she violated the terms and conditions of supervision and may have lapsed or have lapsed into criminal ways of company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay. Motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Ms. Patterson, we'll move to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is whether your community supervision be reinstated or revoked. But before we get too far along, I want to ask Mr. Turner to give us all some background information about your case. So just, if you'll just stay on the line and just remain silent for a minute, we'll be right back and ask you some questions in just a moment.
Okay,
thank you. Mr. Turner?
Yes, ma'am. Ms. Patterson was released from ABC custody on 6/25/2018 and arrested on 8/25/2018 by Scottsdale Police Department. No new charges are noted. She was returned back to ABC custody on 8/26/2018 with an adjusted CSCD of 12/8/2018 with 61 abscondes. Current convictions, 2015, commitment A, count 1, shoplifting, 8 months. 2015, commitment B, count 1, drug paraphernalia violation, 8 months. She had no prior convictions. This is her first term in ADC with a CUIR score of 2-2, mental health score of 2, substance abuse score of 3. No STG information is noted, and there's no prior terms of supervision. She had no disciplinary. However, upon her return on 9/5/2018, she received disciplinary for a failure to follow an order, which is still pending. Other arrests, there are other arrests, however, they've been dismissed or the charge is not filed. She has a GB score of G2, B1.
Thank you, Mr. Turner. Okay, back to Mrs. Batterson. We have a very, very short summary, written summary of your community supervision. Looks like you were approved, when you were released, you were approved to go live at TLC, but you never went to the parole office. What happened?
What happened was when I was released from Perryville, my parents were supposed to be here to pick me up. They told me that they would be here and I would be safely taken to my parole officer and to the halfway house. My mother actually had some health issues. She had an emergency kidney removed for cancer and something else that was wrong. So nobody was able to pick me up from here. They took me to the bus stop. I unfortunately didn't get released from Perryville until about 3:30 in the afternoon. By the time I made it to a phone, after missing two buses on the way to the halfway house, I made it to a phone. I called the number on my paper, and it was the men's TLC. I got the number to the female TLC, the women's halfway house, and they were closed. I left a message on the answering machine. I didn't have a phone that they can call me directly back on. I was using some stranger's phone off the street. I had no idea which way to go, how to get there. It was just really all a lot on me. I panicked. I went to somebody else's house, stayed the night. I was going to go to the parole office in the morning, and then I panicked, thinking that if I go to the parole officer, he's just going to bring me right back to Perryville because I didn't make it to my halfway house. So it was just, I just panicked and I didn't know what to do, and I made a big mistake by not going to see my parole officer.
Where did you go live? Where did you live then?
Where did I live?
Yeah, where did you go to live? Well, you're out for 61 days.
Yeah, I lived with my boyfriend.
Okay.
Where I was living prior to being arrested.
Okay. All right, so you stayed with your boyfriend. And were you working during that time?
I was doing a little odd and end jobs for my father's real estate appraisal company.
Okay. And you would have possibly, I don't know your history, but you would have possibly been assigned to task for drug testing. Do you have a problem with drugs?
I have had a problem with drugs. Honestly, the time I was out, the only thing I did was I had a couple drinks, and I think I smoked a little bit of pot, like, one time. But I have had a problem with drugs in the past, like, hard drugs in the past. I'm working on that.
Okay,
we're going to meetings.
What drugs in particular?
I'm sorry?
Which drugs in particular?
Meth and heroin.
Okay, meth and heroin. Okay. But you said you're going to AA or NA or...
Yeah, I've been going to Confronting Addictive Behaviors on Friday nights, any NA classes they have. I haven't been able to sign up with anything with the CO3 yet, but I was planning on signing up for some additional classes with the CO3 while I'm in here.
Okay, all right. What were you doing when the Scottsdale PD arrested you?
I was sitting outside of a hotel waiting for a ride. I just got done eating lunch with a friend that came in, or dinner with a friend that came in from Washington. It's a family friend, and I was visiting and ate dinner. They had to go, they had prior engagements, so I was just waiting for my boyfriend to pick me up, and they came up to me and asked me what my name was, so.
Okay. So did they just recognize you, or?
I'm not sure, but there was a lot of Scottsdale PD outside of this hotel, and it wasn't like wasn't like a bad neighborhood, you know. It was it surprised me that there were so many out there. But yeah, I'm not sure. They were just sitting there, and then they saw me sitting there on my phone smoking a cigarette, and they just came up to me. I feel that it was kind of a profiling, maybe, because I have tattoos and stuff, but Yeah, they just, I wasn't doing anything wrong. I was just sitting there on my phone waiting for a ride. Okay. And they asked me who I was, and yeah, I let them know, and I had a warrant, so.
Okay, all right. I'm going to see my fellow board members have any questions. Anybody have a question for Ms. Battison? Okay, Ms. Battison, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I want to give you the opportunity to make a final statement if you'd like to do that. Is there anything else you can think of that the board should know?
Yes, I was wanting to let you guys know that as soon as I am released here, whether or not I'm released again on parole, I do intend to go to the Phoenix Rescue Mission and do their year program. I can't keep coming back in and out of custody. It's not something I want to keep doing with my life, but that's what my plans are prior to or after getting released. Either way, so I am trying to get help, whether I'm in here or out there, I'm going to get help either way.
Oh, good. That sounds pretty good. Okay. The board's going to go to discussion, and we do all the discussion in public under the Arizona Open Meeting Law. So just stay on the phone there, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you in just a moment.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. The board is now in discussion. Ms. Battison is this young, let's see, pretty young individual who has a past drug problem, and it sounds like she has made her mind to start to address that. And to her credit, she is going to confronting addictive behaviors class, but meth and heroin are tough to beat. I think she can do it. But I'm thinking for right now, the best thing for her would be to just stay where she is and finish this. And as of December, she won't have parole officer to worry about. And then she can get focused on what she wants to do and hopefully not come back here. So I'd be willing to listen to any input from fellow board members.
I will.
All right. I'm going to make a motion then based on information in warrant 2018W1918. Our conversation with Ms. Battison and information provided by Mr. Turner. I move to revoke community supervision as Ms. Battison was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse into criminal laser company, specifically by absconding for 61 days, during which time her parole officer did not know what she was doing, and that's my motion.
Second. Agreed.
Okay, motion by myself, seconded Mr. Johnson, agreed, Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Ms. Battison, the board has voted unanimously to revoke your community supervision. We're showing a release date for you of December 8th of this year. And at that time, I liked what you said about your plan to go, you know, do the Phoenix Rescue Mission one-year program. I think that would be good for you. When you're released in December, you won't have to worry about a parole officer anymore. It'll be one less headache for you. And in the meantime, it sounds like you've got yourself in a good place to keep up with the AA and NA to the degree you can and the confronting addictive behaviors class. So we certainly do wish you the best. And I heard you say, I don't want to keep coming in and out of the system. And we don't want you to either. So we hope to never have to talk with you again. Not that we don't like you, but I think you probably want to avoid that too. So we thank you for participating in the hearing today, and your hearing is concluded. If you'd just lay the phone down, I guess, and let the next inmate know that it's her turn.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Battison.
Okay.